I'm sure it's very chilly compared to where you are.
One good for another.
Yes.
Most people don't have an issue.
We ready? All right. Want to welcome you to the March 15th. Today, March 15th?
Yeah, you're okay.
You got it right.
2021 regular meeting of the Lowell Board of Selectmen. This meeting is a public proceeding and is being recorded. The agenda is subject to change without notice. Would you join me in the pledge of allegiance? I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Lori, did we have any special presentations?
No.
No, okay. So we'll go to the public input part. If anybody has anything that they wanted to bring up, they can have 5 minutes. David, go ahead.
My name is Dave Dulong. I live at 107 Chapel Shores Drive in Lyman. On or about January 12th of this year, an appeal was filed with the Lyman Zoning Board of Appeals addressing a permit that was issued by the Planning Board to David Alves for a marijuana growing facility on Reagan Lynn Road. There was a public hearing scheduled to address this appeal on February 11th. This appeal was postponed for some reason and never rescheduled to my knowledge. According to our zoning ordinance, and I quote, following the filing of a complete application for an appeal, the Board of Appeals shall within 30 days set a hearing date for that appeal. It also states that once the public hearing is closed, the board has 20 days to meet and reach a decision on the appeal. Since these time frames seem to have been exceeded, I have a few questions for the board. Number one, since nothing's been done and there's appeal active, has a stop work order been issued?
No.
No. So the individual can continue with construction even though it's under appeal?
He hasn't started construction yet.
Well, but what I'm saying is he could start.
Nor has he gotten a building permit yet.
So your intent is not to issue a permit?
That is not what I said.
Okay, again, has a stop work order been issued and you're telling me no is the answer?
I would only issue a stop work order if there was a permit issued. He can't start without a permit. He hasn't applied for a permit. So I have nothing to place a stop work order on.
Second, has the Zoning Board of Appeals met?
I don't think there's anybody here from the board.
It has not.
Has not?
If not, why not? Do they have an active appeal on file?
Go ahead, Patty.
On the day of the appeal, the parties, both parties to the appeal, requested a postponement.
How long?
30 days.
That 30 days is over.
I know that.
Okay. Again, I ask, if the appeals board has not met as yet, when will they meet? They're already in 60 days beyond, so they're in violation of your ordinance. When do they plan to meet? You don't have to answer me right now.
I can answer you.
Correct.
I don't know.
Do you plan to get me an answer?
I will get you an answer.
Okay. When will the public hearing be met? Obviously, you don't know the answer to that, but I would like you to get me an answer to the question. So I will anticipate, when do you think you'll have those answers?
Today is Monday, right? Probably by the middle of the week.
Okay, thank you. And for the record, so you can put it in the minutes.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay.
Anybody else have any public input?
I finished it for you.
If not, we'll go to do the mail. The lady from the York County Soil and Water, I hadn't stopped to think of that, was wondering if we had any other input from our presentation at the last meeting. Other than that, that is pretty much that. Okay. The next item is in regards to Jody Pendergast from Keywood Manor regarding Old Falls Road. You are here. We want to hear what you have to say.
Basically, the community manager at Keywood Manor, back in December we had a pretty bad snowstorm. A number of residents asked me if I could discuss it with you, any possibility, anything could be done where Old Falls, the curve is, right in front of the Candlewood entrance, just prior to it actually. There were two pretty bad accidents, my understanding of one of them had to be life-lighted. And they were asking me to come to you guys and ask simply if anything can be done at that curb. You know, like curb ahead signs, arrows, reduce the speed, a street light there. There's another street light down at the other Candlewood entrance, which really illuminates that intersection, but maybe just at or prior to the curb. These are just thoughts and suggestions, and this is all that the community asked me to talk to you about.
Okay, I believe that's 35 mile an hour zone in that area?
30. Yeah. And it was definite that the second vehicle accident, the worst one, was definitely exceeding the 30, even during that bad snowstorm. So, that in itself, I've asked the residents, you know, please feel free to call police when you see people excessively speeding there, but of course, by the time you get there, it's way too late.
Yeah.
I mean, any input, any thoughts you guys would have, or anything that you think can be accomplished, would be wonderful.
Yes. We could do a couple bad intersection signs. That's fairly inexpensive. The street light part of it. Both Tom and I went over there and looked around. Everything kind of interconnects in there, right? Mm-hmm. So I guess my thought was, and I know this isn't going to be a great popular answer, is if you're worried about getting out onto the road or leaving, my suggestion would be to go to the well-lit, big visibility one. Any of us that regularly drive commercial vehicles are forced to do that, just because, you know, be able to get around. We could fairly inexpensively put a couple bad intersection signs or slow down. Or that we could do out before we get into the Sanford part of it. But as far as us doing a street light or anything more than that. We discussed this a little bit, and I don't see us going in that direction. I don't know where you guys are, but I think that's kind of what we came to.
Well, it's kind of the recurring cost of a street light.
Right.
That we would have.
Right, and especially where you've got one real good intersection that you can, and I know, you know, maybe it's not convenient to drive over to that one, but that would, you know, would certainly make it safer for the people in there.
That entrance has only been open for a couple of years, if I'm not mistaken.
Used to be closed off. 3 years max now, I'd say.
I mean, it's been there for a lot of years, but it was closed.
Yeah. And in the old minutes, there was something, in our old minutes, excuse me, when we had our town hall meetings at the community. I don't know if there was a selectman present, I don't remember the scenario, but there was something stated about that Lyman was looking into potentially putting a streetlight there, and that Keywood would foot the electric bill. But I don't know what, if anything, was approached with you guys or not on that. This is before my time now, I'm sorry. It was discussed at some point, I know that.
I'm sorry, I don't remember.
Yeah. I'm not saying one of you guys was definitely there.
Right.
I don't know.
Right, no. I just...
Well, like I was saying, anything that can be done there, anything would be an improvement, I'm sure.
Yeah.
That's pretty much all I have to say about it.
We ought to have a motion for a couple signs.
If Keywood was willing to pay the power bill, they could put the pole and light up themselves. I don't think that'd be an issue.
Really?
Would you see that as an issue?
Yeah, we don't have any issue, you guys.
But it would have to be using state utility pole, wouldn't it? I don't know how that works, I can check in for the forest, but...
You'd have to use a 30-foot wooden pole.
Yeah.
Have a company set it, put a photocell light on it.
Mm-hmm.
And powered from your side. And then an easement from the town to put it in town property. Is that correct, Patty? Yeah, I think it'd have to be just like any other utility company that asks for an easement from us to put a power pole in, be the same exact thing. Just basically.
We can find out what the scoop is on.
But I think that'd be a possibility.
Anything like this? Yep. What exists right now, that's all.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Yeah, I move that we check that out and do a couple bad intersection signs or danger. How about dangerous intersection signs?
Is a curve seem to be the problem? Would a curve ahead sign be better?
It's the curve that's the problem. They come out of the curve, they don't realize.
Yeah, a blind stop sign or something.
You know, a couple of those arrows that are pointing curves. People notice those relatively quick.
I move that.
I'll second.
So the motion's been made and seconded to put some signs up indicating that it's a dangerous intersection.
Yeah.
The wording to be determined.
Yeah.
And seconded by Tom. Is there any input from anybody on that? Did you hear that okay, Dave?
I did.
Okay. All those in favor?
Aye.
Thank you. It's unanimous.
Can you repeat that?
It's unanimous to install a couple of signs at Keywood for that intersection of that entrance, indicating that it's a dangerous intersection, bad intersection, curve, or whatever they determine should be the wording.
Okay. Who made the motion?
John did, and Tom seconded,
okay.
And it was unanimous.
Thanks.
Okay, thank you very much. Okay, minutes.
There's that other complaint about the tree.
Complaint about a dead pine tree on 28 Hill Farm Road. And the request was if it could be taken down. Sure where that is, but
right when you come in, shortly up there.
Yeah.
Right at the very beginning, he lives on the left hand.
Yeah, but is the tree on town property?
I'm thinking it is.
So we should have somebody check it.
That's that bunch we looked at, right?
It is.
Yeah.
I'll look at it.
That's what I was waiting to hear.
Yeah, we looked at a bunch of that stuff.
So Brad's going to look into that, Lori.
Okay.
All right. And I think the deciding factor is it on town property. Okay. Okay, minutes of the regular meeting dated March 1st, 2021.
I move we accept them. It's written.
Okay, that's motion by John, seconded by Rusty. Is there any input from anybody before we vote? Okay, all those in favor of approving the minutes?
Aye.
Okay, it's unanimous. Thank you. Payroll warrant number 39 in the amount of $15,548.06.
Make a motion to accept payroll warrant 39. $15,548.06.
Second. Okay. Tom seconded. Thank you, Dave. So, any input from anybody? All those in favor of payroll warrant number 39 in the amount of $15,548.06?
Aye.
It's unanimous. Payables warrant number 40. In the amount of $823,892.81. I believe that there's a fund transfer from Camden Bank to Biddeford Savings Bank of $750,000 in there. So it's still in our accounts, it's just going from one bank to another. But it had to go through this process.
I make a motion to accept payroll warrant 40, the amount of $822,892.81.
Second.
Okay, Dave seconded that, Larry. Okay, anybody have any questions or input? All those in favor?
Aye.
Unanimous. Okay. Unfinished business, the DOT flashing beacon status update, as we're waiting to hear back from the state.
Are those the ones on Kennebunk Pond Road?
That's where we asked for it, yes. Okay, we need to discuss at some point the town report dedication. We normally dedicate that to somebody. We're still got a little time, so if you want to think about it for this till the next meeting, whatever, if you want to talk about it now, whatever you prefer. We'll wait for that on for the next meeting. Okay, proposed zoning change in the commercial design standards, status update. Do you know have anything on that, Patty?
Just on both of these, the public hearing for the planning board is on this coming Wednesday at 6:30.
Okay, thank you.
Can I ask a question?
Yes.
For the commercial stuff, how is that, the look of things, how is that being decided? Is that being adopted from another town, or is that something that's going to be discussed?
We haven't proposed. If the language is out on the board.
Okay.
We got it from another town and did some changes to make it fit climbing a little bit better.
Because you notice, like, Dollar Tree's, Dollar General's, like, looks like a little boutique in Kennebunk, and it
right.
looks like a warehouse, right?
And that's what
most of the other towns.
We have no ability to make it any different, but this will give us
that ability. Okay, that's what I was wondering. Okay. Thank you.
Okay, department and committee reports from the planning board. The Hillview Mini Barns on Route 111 was approved. And that's to expand their outdoor sales display area. And then the board discussed two zoning changes, and we just talked about that a minute ago. So there's a whole list of things that code enforcement has been busy with. Lyman Parks and Rec had cross-country skiing weekend for families at Harris Farm. They've got some upcoming events on raising chickens and starting gardens. These will also be Zoom events. And they're going to do an Easter egg hunt to go the week before Easter. How they're going to do that, I don't know, but that'll be fun. Are you the Tom Gilmet in here? Tom Gilmet has finished his Eagle Scout project? No, I'm not.
My Eagle Scout. Many years ago.
We know you're not a scout.
That's my cousin. I got Eagle Scout. That's my cousin.
He built a small shed for housing tools to keep Kennebunk Pond Beach clean. And it was what people thought was a new porta potty.
You did a good job, though. So, you did a great job.
Yeah, it's a really nice building. Yeah, very, very nice. So, there is a tax report here, but I can't really explain it to you. All right. So we're going to get into new business now. The first item has been set aside. We're going to deal with that later. So we have for tax collector and the select board clerk job descriptions. So what we're looking to do is to approve these job descriptions so that they can be added to the personnel records.
Descriptions been looked at by current employees?
Yes, they have.
Did they have input?
If the only thing I understand is they've looked at it and they were fine with it. Thank you. anybody have anything to say?
I think as long as the current people saw it, I'm good to go.
Accept two job descriptions as written.
Okay, so Tom has made the motion to accept the two job descriptions as written. Rusty seconded that. Is there any other questions or input? All those in favor? It's unanimous. Thank you. Okay. Committee board member appointment applications. We have an application from Jeffrey Demers to be on the Zoning Board of Appeals. So I have a email from Tom Leonard that says, Mr. Demers has a wealth of experience and a true desire to serve the town. He appears to be a very good candidate to join the Zoning Board of Appeals as an alternate member. There's one other input and from code enforcement that says, Mr. Demers has expressed his opinion to me in a rather confrontational way that I'm not doing my job by protecting the townspeople. I'm not sure he can be objective in reviewing any appeals of my decisions. I feel he would be biased against my decisions. So that's what we have for input on that application.
To a current appeal that Jeff and I are involved with, I shall recuse myself because of conflict of interest.
Okay, thank you. Okay, Tom has made the motion to accept the application.
Second for at least for discussion.
John Tibbett seconds the motion.
And I got a question. I'm looking at this dropped in mail slot on 12/17. How come we're just getting it now? Well, no, I'm just asking. How come 12/17, and how come we're 3 months later and we're just seeing it? I mean, that's a little weird.
Well, I think we're kind of waiting for things to die down on the other issues that were at hand that he was involved with. Okay, well, if there's no further questions, those to vote to approve adding Jeffrey Demers as an alternate member to the Zoning Board of Appeals.
are you saying who's in favor?
That is correct.
Okay.
Okay, we have two in favor, one abstained. Those opposed? Two opposed. So it fails.
Yeah. So anyway, while we were waiting, did everything get settled out? So, I mean, what's the difference between today and say, the 17th of December? There ain't a damn thing that's different, is there? I'm just trying to understand, because I, that's all.
Okay, Matt, were you going to talk about the...
You don't have to answer my fucking question? Sorry.
Whoa.
I'm just asking. I didn't mean to lose my cool. Sorry.
The information was on the table. It was voted on. It's over. We're moving on.
Okay.
Matt, we have a thing for the disaster mutual aid. Did you want to deal with that tonight or no?
Yeah, and just real quick. So there's an MOU that I'm asking and looking to get signed between the fire department and York County EMA. It's virtually the same MOU that was signed in 2013 by the fire commission. There's a slight change in the MOU regarding reimbursement for our services. In the past, the only time we'd get reimbursed is in like a hazardous material situation where we would bill whoever spilled the materials to come and clean it up. This MOU allows us to submit an invoice for mutually agreed upon work between us and the county would reimburse us immediately. Basically, this has come about because of the mass vaccination clinic, COVID-19 vaccination clinic in Sanford. They're looking for help. So I got that in my email and forwarded off and wanted to speak about it. Since then, there's been a little bit of question from the fire commission about number 5. The question revolves around mutually agreed upon resources, but what happens if you don't agree? And there's nothing that defines what happens if we don't agree. The county is in the process of amending that MOU for signature to ensure that the final decision rests in the municipality's arms and not the county's arms. So I'm asking you to hold off signing the one that you have tonight until I can get the new one in. The second question that revolves around that is who signs it, the fire commission or the board of selectmen? The interlocal agreement does allow the fire commission to sign off on those. However, Dayton, where I just came from, has suggested that it comes back to the Board of Selectmen. So I've got no problem with that. So when I get it, I'll bring it back to you, and both boards will sign and help. We'll do our part to help the vaccination clinic.
Very good. Thank you. Anybody have any questions on that? You were familiar with that, John?
Sure.
Yeah, okay. All right. Okay, thank you. Okay, we have a request here to purchase 2 computers for the town hall. They're PCs. One for the select board's clerk, because they're having all kinds of problems with it. It's not an old computer, but it was old technology. So it really needs to be replaced so she can do her work. And we're also looking for a new computer for the assessor. That is another one that was upgraded, but it's old technology again. And it needs to be replaced if they're going to do a job with that. So we felt that that was a fairly important thing to go forward with. And their funds are available in the contingency fund if they can't find them elsewhere. But they're going to try to find the funds elsewhere first. So the total amount for the 2 computers with the monitors is $3,500.
Another terminology that asks three questions.
What's What's that?
I see, but I don't have the vocabulary to ask the right questions when it comes to the computer and the dog.
Well, it's been spec'd out and double-checked by our IT guy to make sure that it fits the needs of what the users are going to do, and he has said, yes, that is correct. $3,500. Need a second. Tom seconded the motion. Does anybody else have any questions? Okay, all those in favor? Okay, it's unanimous. Thank you. Okay, we have another item here to increase the bandwidth of our internet connection. I know this is kind of technical, but we have a 50 megabit connection currently, and it costs us roughly $180 a month. We can increase that to a 200 megabit connection, which is four times the size of what we have now, for an additional $70 a month. So we put in here to request that to go forward. There's enough money in the computer accounts to cover that, so that we can increase the speed of the connection, which will benefit everybody, from motor vehicle to the treasurer, the assessor, codes, everybody will benefit from that. Tom has made a motion to increase the bandwidth to the 200 megabit.
I'll second.
Dave seconds that. Is there any questions from anybody? Okay, all those in favors?
Aye.
Opposed?
I'm abstaining. It's out of my wheelhouse completely, so.
So you're abstaining? Okay. So four voted for it, one abstention. Okay, we now have a proposal from Zebra Striping, who does our crosswalk striping that we do for all our crosswalks for this year. And it has gone up. It was $895. It is now $1,295 to do all of the crosswalks that we have. There's a list of them.
Did nothing change?
Nothing's changed, it's just the same ones, just to be redone. So we're looking to try to get them done early this year, right after the street sweeping gets done, so that we have the benefit for the whole season.
Does that include the transfer station striping? The arrows up there and the lines?
And Laurie, is that on the list? This is the list from Morris.
No.
It's not on there. What's up there to do, Brad?
There's two or three arrows directing you, and then there's a lane one, lane two. The number should be painted, and if the lines were put back for the lanes, it'd give more direction for people coming out of the transfer part, out of the recycling, to be able to line up, to be able to dump instead of being haphazard, especially now that the swap shop is up there on the left. It gets congested. Yeah. At least if there was some lines up there, they're there. They would just need to be redone, that's all. But
how about if we can
I thought that I mentioned it, but maybe.
Deal with this, and then we can call them and ask them if there be any difference, and I can bring that back in the next meeting.
That's it.
Does that sound okay?
Yeah. Bring back the price to review.
So, to approve this one right now, and we'll find out how much more it will be to do the transfer station. And we'll add it on, but we'll bring it back here for acceptance. That make sense?
Yep.
Okay, so we need a motion on this one then.
Just before we go too far here, if we're up $400, I mean, do we want to shop this, or? It's low price. I mean, it's not a crazy number at all.
Yeah, this is the same company that's done it for years. We have a different company that does the striping on the roads. Yeah.
Everything's more expensive, you know. I don't try to remember if we did the transfer station last year. I think it got missed.
It did.
It got missed.
I can remember a couple, 3 years ago doing it.
There's, yes. The other thing, I think we talked about, when we talked about Kennebunk Pond, we talked about changing what we're doing there, making it wider and more marking our crosswalk. We talked about that, so that's another modification you've got. We've got, what, 3 at Bunganut now, crosswalks we stripe. We've got the one going from, so we've got those.
I'm only familiar with one up there.
Well, this is 2.
I mean, I don't care either way. Vote on it tonight and then come back and redo it. Or just get it all in there once and ask for another price. I don't care how we do it.
Well, what I was thinking is if we vote on this, we can say, hey, you've got it. You're going to do it.
Yeah.
That way it gets it on the schedule, and then we can add the other piece to it.
Yeah. 1 year we did it super early and it snowed and we sanded over it.
Last year.
Yeah, that's what I thought, yeah. We almost want to hold them off till May 1, start it.
Well, it wants to be warmer, that's for sure.
Yeah. Can we make that request too? Maybe don't start before May 1?
Sure.
Although, you know, just try and avoid shit that's happened to us before.
Yeah. I need a motion.
I move that we contact Zebra Striping and accept their proposal and say we've got some additional stuff we'll add to it and get them to price out. That was a lousy motion, but
it works for me.
Okay.
So do I need a second for that?
Yeah, but we won't start after May 1st.
Start after May 1st.
Yeah.
Tom seconded it. So the motion's been made by John to accept the price of $1,295 and to ask them to add on, tell us how much more would be to the transfer station and not to do it before May 1st.
Tell them specifically we've got some other things to add to it. That list, just want to touch base with them.
Bill, we should call them though, not give them a drop dead start date, because if they show up on the 2nd and it's not swept yet, we'll have the same problem we did last year.
That's right.
So we should contact them saying, you got a green light to start now, it's been swept. So we don't end up in the same boat as we did last year.
All right.
You got that, Lori?
Okay.
Thank you. Okay, so is there any other questions? Okay, all those in favor? Okay, it's unanimous. Okay, that puts us then where we need to go to executive session. Thank everybody for coming. Thank you very much.
Excuse me, what's the reason for the executive session?
Didn't get to that, hang on.
Oh, okay. You were just pushing everybody out. We usually wait until the motion's done.
Can I get a motion to go into executive session?
Put it away or what I do.
Can I make a motion to go into executive session?
You gotta have that.
Okay. MRSA 405-68.
Yep, MRSA 405-68.
Who's staying?
Letter what?
Michelle's gonna stay, Patty, and that's it.
You didn't finish the motion. You mentioned the MRSA, but you didn't say which letter it was.
A?
A.
Oh, okay, thank you.
Search A.
All right, we need to shut the recording off for a moment.
Yep.
Did I get a second?
Is there a second? Yep.
And a vote?
Everyone in favor? Unanimous, thank you, Laura.
Okay.